We would like to speak to you for a bit about what it is you need to move out of your own field in order to have an authentic experience of life. At this time, this is particularly important because the external things, in many cases that you are hanging on to, are actually preventing you from knowing what you want and giving yourself permission to want that and to move ahead with it. We understand there are many fears about this because there are so many pressures to want something that will produce a particular thing in your life. It could be anything. To want the thing that provides more money, to want the thing that provides more prestige. It could be a million things. And by the way, it is fine to make money, and it is fine to have prestige. But what is not fine is to not know what you really want. And when we are talking about that, some of the things that we need to move out of the way of that, or the things that would attempt to control what you want, because what you want is a function of who you are, and who you are is sacred. So when we are looking at life, we are looking at two very distinct channels, shall we say. One of the channels is, I know what I want, and some of the things that I am going through in order to get what I want, I do not particularly care for. I do not want all the bumps in the road, but I know what I want, and that's why I'm proceeding. But then there is another channel that says, oh, if I want this, I may not get this, and I may not get approval from over here, and it may not look the way I want it to look. And that road is deadly, because what you really want has become subjected to what you think you should want, or what you think other people think you should want. So as we walk through life, we must be very careful that we are walking on the road toward what we want. Now, once again, we are stealing some of Channel's material, but we do want to say this to you. If you have ever said to yourself, I do not know what I want, that is not true. And we know you have all battled with that, and that thought has come through. But think of it for a moment. Why would you not know what you want? What would prevent you from knowing what you want? Now, certainly there can be debates and interesting kinds of decisions about how you get to what you want. But in you, encoded in you, is what you want. So when you find yourself saying that to yourself, then we would like you to take a moment and think about this lesson and think, I wonder what it is that makes me say that when I know me. I know myself. I know my heart. I know how I like to move and what I like to do. And is preventing me from knowing what I want, that I'm trying to attach it to a structure that is already created, because that may be part of the problem. What you want may not be on a list of things that you should want. And when that is the case, that means additional exploration is necessary. So you go back to who you are and you say, what I want is to be happy. What I want is to express in a particular way and allow yourself to know all of the things about how you want to express. And I want to support, we are knowing this is not the same for everyone. I want to serve. I want my soul to serve the souls of the others around me. Now you are getting to what you want. As we're saying, the drawback may be that if you are looking at a list of things that you choose from, that is usually not a good idea, because what you want very often is a work in process. And when you are moving toward the things that you love, and when you don't stop, then you will find what you want. And you will find a way to express that in your everyday life, in all the things that you do, in the thoughts that you think, in the value that you hold. And that will attract to you in the world as it begins to straighten out the things that you are going to do. The other thing we want to say here is that we have spoken many times about the fact that within you is all of the information you need. And there is a wheel inside of you with everything about you, all the things you want to learn, all of the gifts, everything. And so when you are willing to give up the exact way what you want should look, then you have unleashed a tremendous amount of power, because you are saying, this is my heart and what I know about myself, and this is my connection to the universe, and this is what I want. And when you try to narrow what you want, or when you try to misshape what you want, put it into a shape that is not like your own, you are doing yourself a great disservice, and we really would like for you to avoid that. So, of course, we can come up with reasons why you must pick something on the list. But what we are telling you is, as we move into this new time, what we want is we want you to have a list of your own. And we want you to be creating from that list. And that is the list that we will help you with. And then also we want to tell you this. Allow yourself to be surprised. Surprised at the part of you that rises to bring you happiness. And whatever that part of you is, never judge it. And do not weigh it down with the idea of, will it make me enough money? This is a very bad idea when you are in a creative cycle. And we will speak about that more later. But for the moment, we would like you now all to think about what it is that you want. And we're going to take a bit of time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe filling you, opening your crown more widely so that you can receive more. shining and encouraging the third eye, making it higher in its vibration so that you can begin to trust your intuitive abilities and respect that you have been given those abilities. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. Warm the throat and displace any communication that is not loving or supportive in its nature. Feel the flow of gold into your heart and let that heart nourish your garden and help it grow. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any of the energies that might have caught, any worries, any angst that might have caught in your body. Feel the golden light move it out of your body. Feel the flow of golden light into your second center. And let the golden light displace any judgment or shame that might have caught in that center. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root, and prepare your root for the creation of the life that you want. Now let that golden light spread through your entire body and your thoughts, and let it heal any part of you that needs healing. And feel that you are the golden child, as you were always intended to be. Move into your heart center and see the beautiful garden that you are growing. See the colors and the shapes and the landscape of the place that is your place, your comfort, your rest. Now see that there is a path that becomes illuminated and moves upward in your heart. And go to that path. Step on the path and let it take you. And feel that the air around you has changed, and everything that you are breathing is a blessing. And every step that you take is a strengthening of who you are and what you love. And feel how easy it is to be on this path as it takes you upward. And find that you have come to a place of revelation, something that is only for you, and it is now going to be revealed to you. That could happen in a word or a symbol or a message. Allow yourself to open to that. come back to the path and begin to move upward again, but with no effort. And come to a place where there are desserts. And see a table of them. None that will harm you. And find the dessert which draws you and remember it. Now come to the path again and move up and find that you are in the place of the gift, resting your mind. Allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn on the path and slowly begin to return to your heart, breathing in every blessing. Walk in every strength. And find that you are in the center of your heart again. And breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.